Another announcement. There will be no choir on Wednesday. However, there will be practice 10:30 prior to church next Sunday. So they will be singing. They didn't ask me. I may be sorting my sock drawer that day. There is another announcement from Bobby. Some major cleaning and decluttering is going on in the church this week. There will be numerous items downstairs that have been located in the movie room. If you've donated something and would love to have it back, please come and pick it up, or it will be sold in the garage sale. And also, there is a table with mugs in Wesley Hall that also need to be taken home by their owners. Otherwise, they will be sold at the garage sale this fall. And the last announcement I have is from Pastor Sue's friend Terry, and I'll read this to you. Dear friends of Haiti, this fall on the horizon, my thoughts go to our friends in Haiti. It is back to school time for 20 of the children at Mrs. Eddy's orphanage. I write to ask for help. Inflation in Haiti is causing more hardships for the people. Costs are for everything continues to rise. Families struggle to educate their children. The cost of tuition, books, uniforms, and shoes are a hurdle for most parents that they can't manage. But they make great sacrifices to get just one child through school in hopes of a better future for the entire family. At the orphanage, we have been blessed with generous sponsors who have committed to provide the money for 8 of our kids to go to Jean Wesley's Methodist School in Jeremy. Although a couple of donors have managed to provide Mrs. Eddy with the money for 12 of her children to go to local public schools, which costs $100 to $220 per child, depending on grade. Our tuition donors need help. With costs up, we need $1,800 to send these 12 children to school. I am humbly asking your church and 5 other churches prayerfully consider a $360 annual sponsorship to send 3 of our children to school for a year. Education is a wonderful way to provide hope for these kids. Thank you for your consideration. Terry, she is at the lay leader of missions at Edmore Faith United Methodist Church. Sometimes we forget how lucky we are in these United States that our children have free education, and bless our education and our teachers for a wonderful job that they do. On to birthdays. Yep. Are there any September birthdays?
The hands are moving.
hands are moving towards Julie Campbell. When was your birthday, Julie?
Friday.
It's coming up. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think past birthdays don't count. And I had one on Labor Day, but we're not going to announce that today. Any other birthdays? Julie, it's you and I.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
and moving on to anniversaries. Do we have any anniversaries in September? Oh, there's a hand. Richard Stone had 12 blissful years with Dee Dee. Congratulations, Richard. Anyone else? Oh,
we got several.
Oh, several. Portia? How many? 31? Wonder. 30 wonderful 30 years. Wonderful. Years. Very good, Portia. 10 years. Perfect.
Carol? 54.
Ooh, 54. Do I hear 56? Let's sing anniversary songs.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you.
One other announcement I'd like to remind everybody that we're having potluck today for those wonderful September birthdays. And in honoring our rally day for our children going back to Sunday school. So please join us. There's lots of food, lots of hot dogs, and lots of plates and napkins and forks for one and all. Please join us. It'll be a fun time. Fun for the kids, fun for us. The other thing I want to remind you is the fall picnic that we're having at the Potters, and that'll be next Sunday, September the 16th, right after our worship service. Pulled pork and chicken will be provided. All you need to bring is a lawn chair and a bowl of food. Something to pass, and we're good to go. So let's all get our hayride clothes on, and we'll go for a fun hayride next Sunday. Thank
all right.
you.
Yes, June. You will have the lighthouse
mailbox.
Okay. Okay. Sounds great. Everybody ready to rally? It is Rally Sunday. It is Rally Sunday.
Yay!
For those of you that forgot or just were embarrassed to wear a shirt, here we go. That's right. Go right ahead. All right. I think it's time for worship.
Okay. If you please stand if you're able, and we will begin with our praise song number 2040, Awesome God.
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. With wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. God is an awesome.
And our second song, number 2086, Open Her Eyes. As we worship, let us draw near to Jesus, who has the power to make us whole.
Let us keep our eyes on Jesus, to whom our faith depends from beginning to end.
Please join us in Open My Eyes That I May See, hymn number 454.
Place in my hands the wonderful key.
While traveling on the narrow road, what to my surprise, a little believer was following me about one-third my size. The guy must have wanted to take the lead as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Christian is not someone to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor and kept on traveling straight. But the little believer stayed right behind. He wouldn't put on his brake. He must have wanted to take the lead as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Christian is not someone to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My life went into choosing right as fast as I could go. I wanted to race for Jesus instead of going slow. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little believer was right behind. You'd think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110. I'm praying all the way. Trying to follow road signs I'm facing every day. But the guy must have wanted to take the lead as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Christian is not someone to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The believer pulled the side of me as if we were going slow. The guy rolled down his window and yelled like winners do. I'm honking my horn just to let you know I love Jesus too.
Great job, great job. All right, kids, come on up. Did you like that? Beep, 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 beep. The horn went beep, beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep. The horn went beep, beep, beep. You don't want to come up? Beep, 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 beep. No? All right. It's rally day. Yay! It's rally day. All right. So, did all of you go to Sunday school this morning? Yes. Did you have fun this morning?
Yeah.
What did you do this morning? Did you meet your teachers? Had a snack? Ate M&Ms. I got a package of those 8 M&Ms. Got to have a question to go with the color of the M&M, though, and you got to answer the M&M question. Right? That wasn't your class, was it? Sorry. When you get a little bit older, you get to have an M&M. You didn't get one either. Sorry. But you did get donuts and punch, right? Yum. So this year, preschool is led by our own Paula Huber. And I think she's busy doing something else right now. She's working on balloons. Balloons. Do you know what we're going to do with balloons? What are we going to do, Alan? We're going to put them up in the air, aren't we? No one tell the city, right? We're on the air. All right. So you got to stay for lunch. You going to stay for lunch? Yeah, we're going to have potluck downstairs because after we eat, then we go outside and we let the balloons off, and we have notes attached to the balloons. So Paula and Abby Bowerman are going to be preschool kids, or teachers. First and second grade, who is first and second grade? Miss Karen and her sister. Where are you guys? Back there. Why am I blanking? I just blanked. Sarah. Yeah, I knew that, Sarah. We've just been talking a whole lot. I'm up here and you go up front and you blank. Sarah and her sister, they're doing first and second. Third and fourth, who's third and fourth grade? Aaron, Mom, Moore. All right. And you have who with you? Miss Stephanie Wilkinson. All right. And then we go, you're through fourth. Fifth through seventh is my husband, Mr. Jim Platt, and Mark Gordon. And high school, Porchelle and Heather Main. Woo! And so, yes, what a group. So Sunday school is exciting. We had 13 children today. I think we had about as many adults. And in the adult class, there was 17. Hooray! Yes, we're off to a good start. So Carrie and Ivan and there's one other that lead the class. And Bev. Lynn leads the class. So thank you all. So as you grow and you get bigger, there's classes for all ages. And you guys had opening worship this morning, right? That was pretty cool. I was down there. I was learning head, shoulders, knees, and toes. There was other songs I was learning. We're going to have a different offertory this morning because they did a great job downstairs, and we're going to teach that to you. Sunday school was pretty exciting, wasn't it? In the upper room, pretty cool, Bree. You got to get your friends up there because it's a pretty cool classroom, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. If you haven't been upstairs to the upper room, you got to go visit it because it's a classroom now. We cleaned house. It's exciting. We are ready for ministry, aren't we? Are you? Oh, my gosh. Are we ready for ministry? Yes, right? Yes. Yes. And today, we're having rally day. We're having these shirts that we're wearing. Who's your team? Michigan, U of M versus Michigan State. We got Tigers. Yeah, we got the same Michigan State. Woohoo! We got others. I see Deckerville. I see Sandusky shirts for our softball team. Any others? What else is out there? Wind State. All right, we've got some others. So we're going to have fun with this today. But did you notice what color the cars are in? What colors are the cars in?
Blue and green.
Blue and green. Who's a Michigan State fan? Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Who's a U of M fan? Okay, go green, go blue. All right. So today we're really going to talk about Jesus. We all are on Jesus' team, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, the ending of the puppet show was really the crux of everything. Jesus loves us, and don't we love Jesus? Are we all on Jesus' team? Let's give a big hand for Jesus. Woo! Woo-hoo! All right. So don't forget that Jesus is always there for you. And I want you to know, as you go to school, I already told Riley this, that I'm there for you too, okay? So if you need something and you want to talk, you can just call and let me know, okay? All right, let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that we can have fun in church. The church doesn't have to be dull. We can learn and we can grow and know you and know that you love us no matter what. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now, don't go away. Riley, can you hand those out? I'm going to ask teachers, bus drivers, anybody that has anything to do with school, custodian, the administrative assistants, anybody. I'm going to have you guys stand up and come together, and we're going to pray for our schools. So
I know you got some teachers here, bus drivers, leaders, custodians. Come on up. All right, come on up. We're going to pray for you guys. All stand up. Any other kids, youth, we're going to pray for you. Come on up. If you are in school, if you were in college, come on up. We want to have prayers for you. All right, come on up. Everybody that's in school. And we hope as you're listening on the radio that you will know that even though your presence may not be here, that we are praying for you. We're praying for our elementary, junior, and senior highs, our colleges, and all those who are involved in school. Let us pray. Learning is a gift from God. As we begin this new school year, we give thanks that God has given us the ability to learn many things in many ways. Loving God, sometimes a new school year seems exciting, maybe even scary, or both. Help us to remember to show our thanks for your gifts of learning by doing our best every day. We ask that you bless our schools, our teachers, our classmates, and friends. We ask that you bless those who prepare our lunches, those who drive us to school, and those who keep our schools clean and safe. We ask God's blessing on this new school year, that it may be a time when we appreciate and fully use God's gift of learning, in the name of Jesus the Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. May you have a wonderful, blessed school year. Amen. All right, kids, you can go downstairs. No. We're at a new season. If you are in school, you're not going downstairs. If you are preschool, you can go to the nursery. Otherwise, you can sit in worship with us. All right.
The Old Testament reading today is Psalms 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous must use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be on Israel. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his words.
Let us pray. Lord God, there's a lot going on today, and there's a lot going on in the world. So we ask, Lord, that you lead us and guide us. As we come together as a church, we pray that we can hear your voice speak to us, and that we know without a doubt that you are filling us with your Holy Spirit, that we may go and do and be able to share the good news that Jesus Christ has died but is risen and with us each and every day. We pray, Lord, for our schools. We pray for our churches. We pray for the government and all who lead us. We ask, Lord, that you help us to work together, that we are a body of Christ, the community that belongs to you. You have us as your children. We ask, Lord, that as we kick off this day with all the ministries, not just Sunday school, but all the ministries of the church, that we will be able to come out of our box and be outside of the church, working in the community to let them know that Jesus loves them as much as he loves us, that we are all one together. We pray that you will be with those who are sick. We pray for those who continue to go through chemotherapy. We pray for those that are traveling. We pray, Lord, for those who may not be able to come to church, that they know that they are still a part of this body and that we care. We ask you, Lord, that you be with our president and all of Congress, all of our leaders in government, that they may turn to you, to the Word of God. They may turn to you to listen and to hear how you are guiding us and leading us in a way that may bring peace and in a way that will bring oneness together. We ask all these things, Lord, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we come together today, we hear the gospel reading from Mark chapter 7, verse 24 to 37. Hear these words. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it. Yet he could not keep his present secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demons out of her daughter. First, let the children eat all they want, he told her, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Lord, she replied, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Then he told her, for such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee, and into the region of the Decapolis. There some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk. They begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, Ephphatha, which means be opened. At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing unto you, O Lord. May there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. I don't know how many of you know the seasons of the church, but since Pentecost, back in the beginning of the summer, where we had the Holy Spirit come upon us, we have had the color green on our pyramids. The color green is a time of growth and hearing about Jesus' teachings. And so here today, we learn more about what Jesus is doing in his teachings as he moves around the area in Israel, going from the Sea of Galilee over towards Tyre region and then on to Sidon. There's two obvious stories here. The first one with a woman who comes on behalf of her daughter, wanting her daughter healed, for she is demon-filled. She is a Gentile, because he is in a Gentile region, remembering he's a Jew. She is a woman, So she already has two strikes against her, a woman and a Gentile, and yet she comes and speaks to Jesus, something that most don't do. And if you read this story, this is not one of my favorite verses to preach on, because Jesus responds rather harshly to her and calls her a dog. Now, in some groups that I've been in, and we've discussed this, oh, he really didn't mean that. In commentaries, yes, he did. He called her a dog. This is Jesus we're talking about, the divine God. But he is also human. Know that Jesus is human and divine. And here we see a little bit of Jesus' humanity coming out. First, she's a woman, again, and a Gentile, and he speaks to her. He speaks to him. And so he probably is, at that point, maybe a little irritated, because that's not the culture. You're not a male that's going to come ask me something. And so he kind of snaps at her a little bit. And how does she respond? But, sir, she knows who he is. But, sir, even the dogs can eat the crumbs. She reminds Jesus that all people are God's people. And that, see, Jesus is on a mission. His mission was to go and teach and talk to the Jews. He was on that mission trip. He's ready to go. Have you ever had your mind set and you're ready to go and you're doing stuff and this is where you're going, this is what you need to do, and someone interrupts you? Been there? This is what's happening in here. He's on his way to talk to Jews, to teach the Jews, because the Jews were first in that culture and in that day. But she reminds him, don't even us Gentiles, us dogs, even the dogs ate the crumbs. Aren't we worthy? And he immediately changes his focus, immediately changes his tone, and immediately he says, your daughter, the demons have come out of her because of your faith. A Gentile, a woman, her faith has shown Jesus Christ that she is worthy and that her daughter is worthy to be healed and not just be thrown out like the culture in those days did. Then Jesus goes on and he meets the man who is deaf and mute. It's kind of nasty. He spit and he put his finger in his ear. You know, it's like, this is not the best scripture that, you know, it's really interesting. Yep, he put his finger in ear. And then he puts it in his tongue, and he touches both, and he says, Ephatha, which means be open. Now, it's not a coincidence ever. We know that God has a plan, that these two scriptures are put together. Because in the second one, with the man who is deaf, he is now open, he can speak. But he also opens this up. As commentaries would say, Jesus had to be open to change for the Gentiles to have a faith in Jesus Christ and to understand that they were God's children. And it leads into the story of being open through this man who also was really an unclean man, even though, and I believe he's probably I'm not sure if he was Jew or Gentile, but at that point he is unclean because he has a disability. And in that day, in that culture, he would have been unclean. So Jesus has gone and talked with a woman, a Gentile. He's gone and talked with a male who he's touched, who is unclean. And he's asking that person now to be open in his own faith. There's more to the words here of being open. It's not just having the physical traits happening, But both of them have a spiritual aspect to the story. The man who is deaf, can't speak, can't hear, can now be open to hearing the word and to doing what God is asking him to do. Jesus Christ was open to the woman. He then opened the mouth and the ear of the man who's deaf so that he can go and do ministry. So what does this say to us, for us today? That we too need to be open, that we too need to be able to go outside the box and think about people who are not like us and not separate ourselves from somebody that is different from us, whether by race, sexuality, whatever it may be, culture. We cannot separate ourselves. We are all one in Jesus Christ. The Gentiles became Christians, and Jesus accepted them, even with the Gentile, which is really interesting in this text, even with the Gentile woman, she actually brings Jesus back around to what does God really want? What does God really want? You know the saying, what would Jesus do? Right? You all know that saying? What would Jesus do? What would God do in any instance in our life? What would God do? Would he go to the person that we think, oh, they're a little different than us, I don't want to go near them? Yes, he would. Now, saying that, we also know that Jesus was human. We also know we're very human too, right? So this week, I'm in the office all by myself. I hear the door open. I hear the door close. Okay, who's out here? So if you ever come to the office, yell, it's me. I didn't hear any of that. And I'm thinking, who is here? I got up and I looked and I didn't see anyone. Makes you even a little more nervous, right? So I went back to my office and pretty soon I heard the door open again and the door close again. I'm like, who is around here? No one's hollering. Gayla always says, it's me, I'm coming in. And I didn't hear, I didn't see anybody. Kind of looking out my windows. Don't see anybody coming or going. Went out in the hall. I don't see anybody coming or going. I go back to my office, and finally the door opens and shuts again. I'm like, okay. So I go out, and I'm standing at the door, and my knees kind of begin to shake because there's a guy that's going outside of our building, and sorry, he had long, long hair and a ponytail, and I'm going, who has a key to this church that has long ponytail? Judgment? Yes. I was in the office all by myself. I'm in the church, for goodness sakes. Right? I shouldn't be scared. I haven't heard too much of Sandusky yet, but I've only been here 2 months. Went, and this guy is going to this vehicle that is a white van with all, you know, no windows and no name on it. He has a key to the church. What's he doing? Do you see where I was a little nervous? And then I went back and I saw this note on the table that's outside the office from the elevator guy. Told Bobby. She goes, yeah, he has a key. Oh, my heart had to stop pounding there a little bit. Judgmental. I judge that man because he had long hair, he had a white vehicle that had no saying on it, and a key to the church, and I'm by here myself. Shame on me. Shame on me. I shouldn't have worried. I'm in God's house. I could have said a little prayer, right? Do we always go to Jesus first? No. Should we always go to Jesus first? Yes. And if I probably would have gotten outside of the hallway and gone down, I would have figured out who he was. And I could have introduced myself, and I wouldn't have had to worry. But see, we got things on our mind, and we're doing our own thing, and we're not always thinking the right way, right? We're all human. We're all human. So what if the guy has long hair? I really don't have anything, sorry, anybody who has long hair, I really don't have anything against you. This guy just scared me. Because he had a key. Who has a key to the church? Jesus said, think outside of who you are as a church, as a body of Christ. Who can we go that may be a Greek woman, maybe somebody that is homeless? As we put up this rescue mission in our area, should we not try to meet with them and say, you know, Jesus loves you? Didn't we hear that from the puppets this morning? The guy was trying to catch up to him so he could tell him that Jesus loves him. We take a lot for assumptions, don't we? We take a lot in judgmental. But what God is asking for us and from us is to love everybody, no matter who they are, what they look like, and how they act. Are we being Christian? You know, we all laughed, and it was great to see the puppets up here this morning. You know, Christians shouldn't be scorned, and beep, beep. It was hilarious. But let's look at what it was really saying. What was the bottom point of the whole thing? Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Now, I don't know about you, but I know school is tough. I got a couple older guys here, and, you know, school's not always the easiest, is it? Even for some of the girls that are in, you know, second and fourth grade, school can be tough. And sometimes people may approach you or not approach you, and they may not be very nice. But I want you to remember that Jesus loves you, but Jesus also loves that other person. So how can we treat that other person that they know, because they may not know or have any love at all in their home? It's up to us as Christians to share that amazing love. And that's what Jesus was doing. But even in the midst of his humanness, he got a little snarled and called the woman a dog. Hopefully we don't call anybody a dog. Amen? But immediately, that's the point. Immediately, he changed his tone. Immediately, your faith has made your daughter well. Immediately, when the ear and the mouth was touched, the man was changed. Immediately, God is with us, working through us. And as I work through this, I wanted to say, but God, sometimes not all our prayers are answered. Why aren't they all answered? And the answer is, it's a mystery. We don't know. God is in control. But we can ask, will you heal this person? We can ask, can you help this person? We can ask and pray, Lord, will you guide this person? That's our responsibility. The rest is left up to God. As a church, we're going to be getting outside of the box, and things may be done a little differently. We may be asked to do things that make us a little uncomfortable. I'm not sure how the guy felt with Jesus spitting and putting his finger in his ear. I still can't get over that one. Sorry. I would think that would be a little uncomfortable. But it was Jesus. And we know Jesus is with us, right? Amen? So if Jesus is with us, whether I'm in this building by myself or I'm outside or you're outside of the church and we're doing ministry, do we need to be afraid? No. Let's hear that. Do we need to be afraid? No. Jesus Christ is with us. He's with us all the time. And he wants us. What can we do for our community? Where can we be God's hands and feet? Beginning is right at the schools. Praying for them, being with them here and saying, God loves you, we love you, and we hope that you have a good school year. It's a good start. Suzanne and I have talked about the mission and trying to get with Brett and wanting to know what we can do for the mission. What else can we do for the community? It's not about us. Can we heal somebody? Probably not, but God can. But can we be with them, somebody that's different than us, that looks different, who has a long ponytail, let's say it out loud. Goodness. Can you and I recognize that somebody else is different and do ministry outside of this church? I believe the answer is yes. So as we rally today, we're rallying, we're getting up in gear, and we're having fun with Michigan State and Michigan and all the other teams that are involved for fun. But we aren't divisive. You know that word. We're really all together, aren't we? Because we're all on the body of Christ team, the team of Jesus Christ. So may we follow him and be on his team. And when somebody's having a bad day, let's be there for him. When somebody needs us, let's be there for him. When you need something, let us be there for you. It works both ways. We're all the same. And Jesus loves you. Let's pray. God, we pray for this community and we pray for our church. We pray the two can become one. In your love, and we pray, Lord, that we can be Christ's hands and feet, that we can be there for one another, and that we can share the words with others. Jesus loves you, and Jesus loves me. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Now may our ushers please come forward for the morning offering. Which pianist, and Paula is going to teach us this new, so Even though that's up there, don't worry about it, because we're going to learn some new words. And I think I'm going to have the kids come forward, because you guys know this song. The kids that were downstairs in opening, come on up and help us learn this new song. It is easy. You can do it. So we're going to have you stand. You guys just bring that right down. And we're going to have you face that way so you can teach the congregation. Paula, you tell us. Say that again. Jesus, we want to thank you. Okay. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for being so good to us. And now we respond back to you in our offering, in our prayers, in our humanness, in all that we are. We come before you and fall at our knees and say, here we are. Use us that we may follow you in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Great job, kids. You can go back and we're going to sing our closing hymn. As we go forth from here, may we recognize that God touches us in every way and is with us in every day. We're also going to bless the food downstairs as we have our gathering, so let us pray for that as well. Lord God, we ask that you fill us not only spiritually but physically as we gather around your tables, and that we will be nourished to do your work and your will. And we pray, Lord, that we can continue to be your children. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Go in peace.